Well, hey there, skippers and skipperettes out there in the internet adventure lands, and welcome to Tales from the Jungle Cruise. Now, this week's episode is different. How different? Well, really different. In the mid-aughts, I was asked to help put together a script for a Jungle Cruise comic book, and while that project never went anywhere, it gave me a lot of ideas about the world that skippers might inhabit. Today's project is the great grandbaby of that concept. Welcome to the land of old-time radio plays, as we present Tales from the Jungle Cruise, the radio play. Starring Trevor Kelly as Gary London, Skipper, Esquire. Joey Hurley as Gruffly the Bartender and as Skippy. And yours truly, Kyle Crocker as Cannibal Jim. Skipper John Bass as Devlin Mann. We've got a lot of new episodes of the radio play coming in the following week, so please pass this on to your Jungle, Disney, and comedy-loving friends. And for more information about Skipcast Network podcasts, join us on Facebook at facebook.com/skipcastnetworks, home of the Tales from the Jungle Cruise, and the Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other podcasts. You can also catch us on Twitter at Skipcast. So without any further ado, I am proud to present Episode 1 of the Tales from the Jungle Cruise radio play, The Pinata of Doom.
There's a river somewhere, and on that river are the roughest, most daring, and adventurous men who have ever ventured into a land of adventure. We call them skippers, and their names are legendary. Names like Richard and Dave, Randy, and the greatest skipper of them all, Gary London, Skipper Esquire. In the indistinct time period that rests sometime between the First World War and a Hemingway novel, these brave men risked everything ferrying freight and passengers along the danger-filled rivers of the world. Never without their trusty firearms, except for a 6-year period we don't discuss, these daring doers did their daring and do, because heroes are what they are, and legends are what we call them. These are the tales of those Jungle Cruise.
That's right. Gary London, Skipper, Esquire. Perhaps you've heard of me?
Yes, Mr. London. I know whose use is. Now about this bar tab. Use owes me $30, and it's about time you pay up, if use knows what I mean.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It says pays me cash monies.
I'm sorry, I don't want my chimney swept. And if you want me to pay you my tab, I've got a run today. On the river. Once I get back, I'll have plenty of money to pay you.
Your smooth tone and chiseled good looks have convinced me. And who's am I to mistrust the word of a skipper? See you when you get back, Mr. London.
But all was not good. On the river. For as Gary London was walking back to the Club of Adventure, home of the Jungle Skippers, we knew that something was wrong.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good feeling that there's something wrong.
And wrong it was. About as wrong as it could be. It was a moment filled with the wrongy, wrongest, wrongitiness, like a chocolate eclair stuffed with wrong and frosted with not right.
Well, there's my boat. And I'm pretty sure that isn't wrong. Good old Limpopo Lynn. She's never let me down. And I have my jungle hat. Brim turned down in a nonchalant style. I have my trusty sidearm, in case of native attack, or, well, if I need to open a bottle of rum. Nope. Nothing seems wrong here.
Gary, something is horribly wrong!
You don't say. I've heard a lot of people talking like that. I don't give it much credence. It's a beautiful day. What could possibly be wrong?
Your co-pilot Randall, he's been killed by attacking natives.
Randall? Now wait, was he the scrawny one with the wobbly knees, or the wobbly one with scrawny knees?
He was the chubby one with no knees. Gary, you just go through co-pilots too fast. Before Randall, it was Lawrence, and before him, Stanley. It's almost like you were cursed.
Cursed? Oh, Devlin Mann, HR director and dispatcher for the Jungle Skipper Boat Transport Company, LLC. Wait, what are we calling ourselves this month?
That's good enough. You know, legal complications. But Now we've got a big problem, Gary. You've got a big trip that leaves tomorrow, and we need to get you a co-pilot.
Oh? I can handle this river alone. I've always said that. Give me one good reason I need a co-pilot.
So you can shrink responsibility and drink while you give them all the dangerous jobs so you don't get killed?
All right. Let's find me a co-pilot.
But would they be able to find a co-pilot in time? Was there anyone in the remote shipping village of the Saint Hidalgo on Jiangsu who would brave the curse of Gary London? That he left his co-pilot's scattered bodies adrift like so many panties after a Tom Jones concert.
Hey, anachronism.
Sorry, cast about like so many disposed of candy wrappers on an empty street.
That's better, I guess.
But who shall the Zagnut be this time? Who shall fill the role of that Abba Zabba and throw himself before the spears of the tribesmen for Gary? Who will be his chunky, his big hunk?
Look, I have diabetes, so it will be none of those, okay? Let's just head on into the Club of Adventurers and begin the process of selecting me a new co-pilot.
Okay, let's just open up this door. I have a feeling that door opening noise is going to get a lot of work out with us.
Yeah, this does seem to be one of those doors open a lot and people walking by clapping shoes on a board type of stories.
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely. Now, let's see who our first candidate is. We have three candidates for the position, lured here by the prestige of working with Gary London.
Skipper Esquire.
What?
Skipper Esquire. We're trying to establish it as a brand, so you have to repeat it a lot. Don't we, Devlin Man? So that people understand who we are, and we have to say our names often, with repeated exposition.
All right. Gary London, Skipper Esquire. Let's see who we lured here by your talents of daring do and the promises of riches and adventures.
Just so you know ahead of time, Devlin Man, I'm opposed to this. I can handle a boat just fine.
Got it, Gary.
Skipper Esquire.
Please stop. We've established that. Our first candidate is a Harvard man. Send in Trenton Morningwood.
Yeah, you're right. This door opening's gonna work well for us.
Trenton Morningwood here, reporting for duty, sirs, he says, saluting crisply.
I don't like him. He's far too stiff to get behind me.
But, sir, I have studied all of your exploits. I've read all your stories. I have your secret decoder ring, by Jove.
That is the only one I have. Give it back.
I've trained for years to be a great co-pilot for you, and I know I shan't fail you. I shan't fall victim to the London curse that has plagued your family for centuries. I shall not... Yes, why are you laughing at me?
Wait. Morningwood? That's your name?
Gary, don't be rude.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get a rise out of him.
Now I say, gentlemen, this is unbecoming of you.
Ha!
Even though you've never had a co-pilot last longer than a week, and in one case only 2 hours, I know I can survive and be the best co-pilot you've ever had. Why, I feel like I could live forever on the river...
Gary, what's that sticking out of his neck?
I'm just guessing. And this is just a guess now. Not anything more than that. But I would say it was a poison dart.
Oh, bother. Cursed and now dead.
Oh, my. Is Morningwood now a stiff?
You know, I'm the only one who does jokes here, all right? And even worse, it is nearly 10:15 and I have not had a drink yet. Pour me a scotch and call in the next candidate. I have a feeling we'll get to the bottom of this dart-in-the-neck, Morningwood-never-rising-again mystery.
All right, take this one to the incinerator and send in the next candidate. Cannibal Jim.
Listen to the emotion in that door's opening. Such range.
Gentlemen, or in the language of my people, Gentilemen.
What is he, German?
May I sit? I am the tribesman known as Cannibal Jim, or to my friends, Canna Jim, or just Jim if you want to be that way about it.
So, Jim, why do you want to be a co-pilot for me?
Well, Gary of London, Esquire Skipper, your name is famous among our people.
Well, that's nice, and of course it is.
In our village, the village of my people, we're taught your name at a very early age. Our children speak your name in hushed tones.
Silence. It's good for kids.
Well, not so much that. We're taught to fear you, Gary of London.
Now hold up a minute. Just one second. It's just Gary London, Skipper Esquire. Not Gary of London. I mean, specifically, it would be Gary London of Toad Suck, Arkansas, Skipper Esquire, but that's ridiculously long and could kill any momentum that we have going. What were we talking about?
Children fearing you, sir, and I'm not sure you can ask him that. As your human resources man, I think that might lead to a discrimination lawsuit.
You have brought ruin to my people, Skipper Gary. You've killed my brothers, deflowered my sisters, trod upon my aunts, and stolen the liquor of my people.
I didn't know your sisters gardened. Probably too busy drinking after I humped them to notice. Your people make great booze, by the way.
Your compliments have not fallen on deaf ears, but you know it is pretty good, don't you think? See, the key is the oak barrel. Your flattery shall not get you anywhere, Gary London, because I...
You have come here to seek revenge for your green-thumbed sisters and kill me. And probably eat me. Something gross like that.
No, Gary London. I have come to be your new co-pilot, to make sure that you never harm my people again. I offer myself in this very full satchel of alcohol hung over my blow dart thrower as exchange for you leaving my people alone. In exchange, I'll offer you my service, and I'll only occasionally nibble on your friends and co-workers. You know, when I'm hungry, because I'm a cannibal.
Yes, Cannibal Jim. It's kind of implied in the name.
Gary, I can't say I'm terribly comfortable with having a cannibal on the payroll. I'm not quite sure if he's going to pass the DRUG test. Plus, the other skippers might be uneasy to have one of his kind here.
Well, Devlin, let's just stamp him as a big maybe. Cannibal Jim, can I ask you a question? This just came to me. I don't mean it to be rude, he says as he takes the safety off his pistol. Did you say blow dart thrower?
Well, yes, Gary London, that I did, because that is how my people hunt. We use darts that cause paralysis in our victims, and then we consume the bodies for our feasts.
And by chance, my cannibalistic friend, did you happen to use one of those darts to say... improve your odds in the job interview process?
Why, yes, Gary London, that is an astute observation.
Devlin, we might not want to incinerate Morningwood just yet. In fact, you might want to hold on to your Morningwood at least for a little bit longer. As a matter of fact, I can see how Morningwood might be useful before we give him the shaft.
Are you done?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, Mr. Cannibal Jim.
Oh, no. Just Cannibal Jim is fine. No need for your white man formalities, Gary London, Skipper Esquire.
Can you just step out into the waiting room and try not to use any paralyzing neurotoxins on any of the other interviewees? Oh, and one more thing. I've always meant to ask.
Oh, yeah. No, to answer your question, no, it doesn't taste like chicken.
All right. Well, good enough for me. Cue up that door opening noise, because I think we have just one more interviewee, and then we can figure this out. Devlin, be a good chap and get me a drink or 12. This has been quite the day.
It's 10:30 in the morning, Gary.
Right, but it is 11:30 somewhere, and I am way too sober to see any parts of the morning that happen before 3 in the afternoon.
Well, here's our final candidate for the day. Michael Skippington III.
Well, sounds like a mature kind of chap. Let's see what he brings to the table.
Hey, Mr. London, I'm Skippy.
Yes, you are. I don't mean to sound insulting, but how old are you, you stupid kid?
I'm 17, and I just made top rank in the Skipper Scouts. I'm a golden hippo. Were you in the Skipper Scouts, Mr. London?
Yeah, I was a bronze baboon. But I had to leave early as a death in the family, or someone's family. Maybe I was probably dying or something. I'll just ask the questions here, all right? And call me Gary, Skippy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gary.
Oh, says here you come highly recommended. You were top in your boat and Skipper Scouts, and, well, I know that your father is the famous Skippington II. As well, I guess that makes sense. I know your dad. We were, we used to play bridge together. And we were in the Scouts together. Plus, we were in love with the same woman. But you can see how that turned out.
You do know I'm still in the room, right?
Anyway, I made love to your mother. Also, I like you, kid. You've got moxie. That's what I used to call your mother.
Ah.
But most importantly, you're small and probably can avoid spears and blowguns, and you might be able to outrun a lion if it's sick or old or something. So I need to test your skipper knowledge, see how you'd handle various situations.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Take a shot.
Well, I'll take more than that. This is definitely a four-shot kind of day. Maybe six. Devlin, where's my drink? I'll take a scotch like an old man at the cliffs.
How's that?
Oh, you take that scotch and tell it to get off my rocks. Just give me the bottle and shut up. All right, Skippy. You ready for that co-pilot test?
Yes, sir, Mr. London, sir.
All right. So, let's say you're on board the Limpopo Lynn with me, and we come under fire from deadly attacking natives, jumping up from the brush and throwing spears at you. What do you do?
I jump in front of you to help deflect the spears while you load your gun and shoot them all down.
Well, I am very good with the you jumping in front of me part. High marks for initiative. All right, say that we're in a temple, about to steal a golden artifact, and the whole temple starts to shake.
Just like that famous archaeologist, Dr. Indiana...
Ah, rule number four. We don't talk about Fedora Boy around here. You know, he can go chase a crystal skull for all I care. Takes all the amazing adventures and steals them and says it was him. So anyway, the temple starts shaking, and you start running, and right behind you is a giant boulder. What do you do?
Well, that's easy, Mr. London.
Well, it's not so easy for me. I forgot my inhaler that day. But how do you get out of this situation?
Square hallway, big rolling ball. I just throw myself into the spot between the wall and the floor and let the ball just roll safely over me. Maybe just jump down the little side hallway.
What the butts? I could have done that. Well, I guess that's one way to do it. It's not a lot of points for style, but that works, I suppose. All right. Now, how about women? If you were surrounded by seductive and alluring Amazonians, bare-breasted and looking at you as like a sex toy, ready to mate with you, what would you do?
Is that likely to happen?
Well, not as often as one would think, or would like, frankly. It's usually man-Azonians. Gary London isn't into that. Well, I mean, there was this one time in college, but I mean... Oh, so pretty much never, all right? We'll just move on. So let's say you come across a lost safari, and they've been cornered up the top of a pole, and there's an enraged rhino getting ready to tear them apart. How would you handle that?
Well, I'd get a net and have them jump and try to catch them all in the net.
Now, why would you do that?
Well, you gotta catch them all when there's a Pokemon.
Skippy, just want to come right out and say this. I hate you. Like, from the bottom of my heart hate you, okay? Now, there's just one last question. Let's say you come back to your base, and a bunch of angry gorillas have torn up your camp and flipped over your jeep. How would you handle that?
Well, I'm sure it was an accident with the car, so I'd give them a break.
Was that some sort of pun or something? I'm not following it.
See, that's the differential between us. I'd hit them so hard they'd spin, lose their balance, and even though it'd be a jeep shot...
This really seems like puns. Did someone tell you skippers are supposed to do this?
No, I'd axle them if they meant to do it. Will they please stop? Otherwise, oil pump them with bullets. See if I can strut a bit and shock them.
Now I really hate you. Really. You don't understand how much I detest puns.
Sorry, I was just trying to spark some interest and plug in a few jokes. It's my manifold destiny. I don't mean it to be exhausting.
Skippy, are you still doing it? I will get my gun.
So you don't want to hear about my great-great-grandfather, the great Chief Grand Cherokee? He was an explorer. He was the focus of my family, a navigator on an expedition to find Tacoma. But he found Tahoe. He was a really terrible envoy. But I only tell that, you know, in clutch circumstances. And the transmission of the story has been kind of automatic. But really, the hub of the jokes is how you cap them all off at the
end. Really? I don't care who your dad is. I will shoot you right in the face. I will shoot you so hard your great-grandchildren's faces will collapse. But I think you're just the kind of guy I'm looking for. Expendable. You can come along as my co-pilot, but no puns, do you hear me?
Yay, I'm a sacrificial lamb!
There's a river somewhere, and on that river are the roughest, most daring and adventurous men who have ever ventured into a land of adventure. And they are pretty much jerks. Jerks like Gary London, Skipper, Esquire. Join us at some point in the future, perhaps the distant future, where we will answer these important questions. Why was Gary's family cursed?
Yeah, I kind of want to admit that I am curious about that, too.
Will Skippy ever stop punning?
Nope.
It's tough to pun when you're dead, from what I understand.
Who is Kitty Carruthers, and why are we tearing her away from the script like this so that we can tell you about her for the first time in this episode?
Yeah, I think you're getting ahead of yourself, and you're way off script. Do you know how seldom this podcast updates?
And finally, what happened to Cannibal Jim?
Hello!
Will we be seeing him again?
Well, he just says hello, so it's a pretty good bet.
Shut up! Next time, skippers, scouts, and adventurers of all shapes and sizes, join us as we again venture forth with the Tales from the Jungle Cruise.
This has been a presentation of Skipcast Networks. For more exciting Skipcast podcasts, join us at jungle cruise.podbean.com or search Skipcast on iTunes.